This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Billionaire Jeff Bezos was back on Earth safely Tuesday after a 10-minute suborbital flight aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard spacecraft. After the capsule touched down near Van Horn, Texas, Bezos gave his assessment, saying, "Best day ever." The world's richest man blasted off Tuesday from a remote desert launch site in Texas as he became the second billionaire to self-fund a trip to space this month. Fully automated rocket reached an altitude of about 106 kilometers, at which point the booster separated from the capsule and returned to Earth, landing upright near the launch site. The crew was able to experience weightlessness for 3 to 4 minutes before returning to Earth in the capsule, which made a parachute landing. The altitude surpassed the 85-kilometer mark reached by British billionaire Richard Branson on July 11th, when he and five crewmates flew aboard his Virgin Galactic rocket-powered spaceplane. Bezos founded his space company with the goal of creating permanent space colonies where people will live and work. German authorities were under increasing pressure Tuesday over the deadly floods that engulfed large parts of the country last week, leaving Europe's richest economy caught flat-footed by a disaster that had been predicted days earlier. Chancellor Angela Merkel traveled to the disaster zone for the second time, and there are growing questions about how well prepared local and national authorities were for the floods that swept through defenseless towns and villages last week. With the country about 10 weeks away from national elections, the floods have put the crisis management skills of Germany's leaders on the agenda, with opposition politicians suggesting the death toll revealed serious failings in flood preparedness. The floods killed more than 160 people in Germany. From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department says Thomas Barrick, a billionaire friend of Donald Trump who chaired the former president's inaugural fund, has been arrested on charges including unlawful foreign lobbying and obstruction of justice. Barrick is accused of unlawfully advancing the interests of the United Arab Emirates, or UAE, in the United States. He's also alleged to have lied to FBI agents during an interview about his dealings with the UAE. Malian strongman Colonel Assimi Gota survived an assassination attempt at a mosque in Bamako on Tuesday. It was the latest blow to stability in a country reeling from two military coups in less than a year. Witnesses say a man with a knife tried to attack Gota after prayers at the capital's Grand Mosque for an Islamic festival. Gota is a special forces colonel who was named transitional president in May. He later appeared on state television and said that's part of being a leader. His office released a statement saying that Gota was safe and sound after what was labeled an assassination attempt. Security had subdued the attacker, and investigations are ongoing, according to the president's office. The corruption trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma has been postponed until next month. A judge in the former president's home province of KwaZulu-Natal on Tuesday adjourned Zuma's trial until August 10th. Zuma's lawyers had requested a delay to allow him to appear in person and properly consult with them. Zuma is charged with multiple counts of corruption, fraud, and racketeering in connection with a massive 1999 arms deal involving a French defense company. The company has also been charged with corruption and money laundering. The 79-year-old Zuma appeared Monday via video link from the correctional facility where he's serving a 15-month prison sentence. The most comprehensive research yet estimates India's excess deaths during the coronavirus pandemic is a staggering 10 times the official COVID-19 toll. Most experts believe India's official toll of 414,000 dead is a vast undercount, but the government has dismissed those concerns as exaggerated. A report released Tuesday estimates excess deaths to be 3 million to 4.7 million between January 2020 and this June. The report also estimated that India's initial virus surge last year killed many more people than reported, potentially causing complacency that set up conditions for the horrific surge earlier this year. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.